Many of you may see what we call temporal trends of prescription for these flashes of light. These images are generated energy level, does not really exist, but portray the creation of physical events through the confluence of events generated in the present time. For all prescription time trend there are peripherals deviations that can be added or taken out of context that conforms future events in the physical level. The saying used by you the future belongs to God is a misconception. The future is written on the physical level by all who can influence which deviations peripherals will be added or not, that is you. In other words, the energy responsible for shaping the future lies in the aura of planet. It is the same dimension of the planet, as a layer of biomagnetic energy generated directly by you. This mass of biomagnetic energy is so strong that practically sends distress signals or good fortune through space. Regardless of the physical maturation of the planet that can generate tectonic rearrangements and relationship problems with their inhabitants, but, the biomagnetic energy is not changed because it is powered only by the level of conscience and development of the race their lives there. During this year, could possibly be allowed direct contact with your people, and people like you will be better prepared to guide your fellows about the good intentions of the CG. Often you get a puppy that fell from the nest to replace in the right place. He does not know of your intentions and will try to peck your hand just in case. We know this also happen with the human naive, unsuspecting about us. We are as artists, technologists, philosophers, curious and sentimental as you. We aim at social harmony at all levels of humanoid, otherwise, there would be no sense for development. I'll be more in touch with CP helping him solve some problems so we can continue to follow the facts and informing you of everything that can be released extra official. Video 75, Answers of an Alien from Andromeda A. Video 75, March 07th 2012. Friends, the Sun is under direct influence of the system Nibiru, and Pleiadian's planet that orbits the Sun in orbits slightly larger than Mercury. The Krulians were discharged the function of relieving stress from the Sun and let nature take its course. Its mothership is orbiting close to the Sun, waiting for instructions. Everything done so far has been to avoid the anticipation of the governments of mass culling of populations. Now, the cycle of natural events was released by the Community Galactica for the planet Earth to organize according to the needs generated at this frequency shift, and his elevation to the respective level, within the context of a galactic development. All atomic missiles are neutralized, and atomic war is being prevented dynamically by Pleiadians. The system Nibiru will be close to the Sun in a very short time, and it is that is causing any increase in solar activity that has already been explained to you several times. Everything that was said so far and all were disappointed not to have happened last year will happen from now, because everything was cleared to happen. Those who are prepared to contact the rescue groups extraterrestrials may be brought into the bases being actively expanded for this purpose. What we can do for groups more prepared we will do, since the intervention order will be given at the right time. CP has received hundreds of emails requesting estimates of regional events, but were forbidden by the galactic community to detail these details, because in many cases are unpredictable given the many variables involved. Be prepared for the forecasts given to you before, try to reread everything already mentioned and take all the development initiatives to address the problems. As I mentioned earlier, your society relies on technologies very faint. If they lack communication and energy, the chaos will be definitively established globally. Nuclear plants that are in operation will be neutralized by Pleiadians in an emergency task force if governments do not comply with the order of dismissal. Again, be prepared for when the distribution of food, energy and fuels begin to fail. Have your stock to follow through with your plan of evacuation of major cities and go to areas with access to natural resources because these are the only features that will exist after a widespread collapse. Belfoth asks, so is our solar system really a helix shape like the DNA double helix or is it elliptical as our traditional models suppose? Belfoth, the solar system is elliptical orbitally speaking, and has double helix movement between the orbits of the planets that surround it, creating a horizontal balance point or center of inertial gravitational energy, so that there are no resulting vectors perpendicular to its rotational relative position in the galaxy. Meku asks, all subatomic particles are held in position by what can be thought of as bars of electricity. When I place a voltage across a subatomic particle by pushing this pattern of gradients making up DC current in one side, if I maintain its motion slash electrical oscillations that are of a very high frequency and perpendicular to this electric force going in, out the other side of the particle parallel to the electric current going in, get an elongation or shortening of the bar of electrical force. Meku, C. Subatomic particles are grouped by fields of force. It is easier to understand than power bars. When applied to a potential energy cohesive groupings of atoms, this can cause an electric current which is actually a dynamic exchange of subatomic particles, that is, the potential difference enters a subatomic particle at a time in the next atoms and these atoms, in an attempt to restabilize, transfer a subatomic particle to the subsequent atom, and this exchange chain results in the expulsion of a particle at the other end of the set. The subatomic particle that entered at the beginning may never get to the opposite extreme, but someone else out instead. The less interatomic spaces, combined with the more subatomic particles contain the atoms of the composition, the lower the resistance of an exchange of subatomic particles and the larger the field of energy released by the set, or matter in question. I hope I have understood and answered your question. Vikram asks, Mithi, would these statements be correct? Time is a sensation caused by relative motion in space, and all forms of matter are quantum energies integrated into an atomic, hence subsequently a molecular form. Vikram, time is not a sense of movement, is a resulting physical, chemical reactions of all cyclical formations. Cyclic formations are is all that has a predetermined expiration date after being created. The duration of this period of shelf life is the time to be perceived by the participant in this particular cycle. The energy quantum is like clay, it combines particles, atoms and molecules according to pre-established plans to create. All the third dimension is created in the same way, using the same energy which creates and recycles all matter available. It's like you have different fruits in one basket, all collected in the same place, with very different flavors and consistencies, leaving exactly the same land with the same chemical composition. The way the matter is aggregated to produce the differences are different formulations of quantum energy used. Nature uses the appropriateness of all living species, whether animal or vegetable, as a pre-programmed system that adapts to the conditions available, the needs of each species to a cyclic existence. Nothing will live where there is not a possibility to adapt naturally to all the elements that needed to be quantified. Friends, I'll be in touch through here this year because my mission was confirmed by a further 11 months. We are really busy and asked, but I'll always be in contact with CB. Stay well all. Video 76, Answers of an Alien from Andromeda A. Video 76, March 19, 2012. Friends, CB is receiving hundreds of emails on this subject, and we communicate today in a short and objective message in order to clarify these points. Many are asking about the position of the Nibiru system. Well, a simple explanation: it is currently crossing the Earth's axis in the South Polar region. So he is more aligned with the equatorial tangency. It will cause major changes in tides, creating changes in the geomagnetic field points with very low gravity, 0.2 g, and others with up to 4 g, a fact that will mess with the tectonic plates in a totally unexpected. One of the adverse side effects will be the direction of strong solar emission in the direction of the planet, because the sun will react against the sum of gravitational forces interacting with each other. Needless to say again to those who live close to places of tectonic faults and volcanism to be prepared to leave these regions to any signs of increased activity. We have no news of any interference coming from the Community Galactica, so be prepared for the events that follow from this date. The Southern Hemisphere will be the first to glimpse the horizon, the presence of Nibiru system, and the sequel, the Northern Hemisphere. Time for some long-awaited is finally approaching. Some ship's Krulians who are following the system can also be seen if authorized shutdown of their force fields. As we have already reported on previous occasions, your moon may also undergo major changes of orbits in this passage. Rest assured that we are here to try to minimize these effects, and those who are prepared will be very useful for a guidance and assistance to the unprepared. As I warned earlier, watch for signs of faults in communications and power outages, as well as significant changes in the behavior of domestic animals. These are the signs for the abandonment of major urban centers. Pay attention to your government, because they are creating situations of conflicts non-existent to distract attention, because there is no more atomic missile functioning on the planet, thanks to Pleiadians. Very soon they will be heading en masse to the bunkers that are already prepared and supplied to the survival of these groups for 2 years. I cannot give more detailed information on the next days, but I will continue telling if there is any significant change in the sequence of events. If there is no interference of emergency by the CG, the start time of the events is near. How do you say it in a novel interesting that the CB has given us, that the force be with you, my friends? Who as friends, will never be alone or abandoned. Video 77, Answers of an Alien from Andromeda A. Video 77, May 18, 2012. Sorry for the delay between videos, but Mithy was out and it demanded time for communication. This video comes to answering questions that are grouped in hundreds of emails. Mithy, where is the system Nibiru today? Is there any chance it passes through the solar system this year anyway? The system is traveling between the inner Oort cloud and Neptune at high speed at the moment. Date information I am unable to give, but as soon as you detect it officially I can comment openly about these details. According to the original orbital route, it will pass through the solar system indeed. Mithy, the ecological balance is decreasing exponentially, thousands of dolphins and seabirds are found dead, it is a sign of early extinction. The measurable trace of tests done with your rough atmospheric control system through the decompression of pointer TMS geomagnetic called HARP is the massive death of mammals, birds and marine fish. The animals are bombarded by solar radiation through the holes created artificially and are literally cooked inside. The seas are the main target of your HARP system, because it has no witnesses and leaves no visible marks. The vast oceanic evaporation of superheated layer causes a large increase in mass of vapor in the atmosphere, creating a lot of rain and great imbalance in the natural conditions of winds and ocean currents on the planet. The purpose is to create chaos to momentarily destabilize areas predetermined by placing control of the situation in the hands of the governments involved. Mithy, this restructuring that the planet must pass, what will happen with all the rubbish atomic, chemical and biological? Will be absorbed in any way? We have billions of tons of plastics in the oceans, not to mention what will be taken for possible tsunamis. There are billions of planets in all the galaxies that do not serve to develop the life of any kind. They are the most what you might call brown star with exposed magma, and surface temperatures of thousands of degrees. They are used as sink natural for any type of waste generated by the planets in development. The Community Galactica responsible for the area installs a portal of discharge connected to a network of portals collecting several planets that serve the community. Nothing that cannot be recycled in nature is left in the civilized planets. The Earth should receive the benefit of those discharge portals, so become a trustworthy society level 1, and become part of the community. You will need professional help to clean up the planet and balance back to nature. Imagine a big hole in the ground as a sinkhole with a portal of transport in the bottom. Everything is dumped, it will simply disappear from the planet. Waste chemical, nuclear or biological no longer is a problem. Any matter that the planet lost in this process will be restored in the form of raw material supply by portals, which will be received from the inputs of your trading partners in the universe, where necessary. Mithy, governments are destabilizing, tension is rising between the economies, this is the sign of the early deployment of a new system by the elites. The decline of the economic system of your planet is evident. The end of this catastrophic administration is in the last days. The elites can no longer maintain the financial equilibrium and is already starting the final act of the agenda. Be prepared for false flags, wars and terrorist acts will be fully forged to justify acts of exception. The elites have very easily to manage the chaos, so stay prepared and alert. Mithy, what is the normal way for a developing human colony to become aware of ETs? The passage level of frequency and awareness is the first step. Being consciously prepared to admit they are not alone in this vast universe is the second step. Feel that you are without options and find a helping hand to help, whether terrestrial or not, is the third step and the first real contact. What group of humans did your, Mithy's society, first come in contact with? What was the reaction from the people on his world? Well, according to records, was 4,546 years ago in a humanoid colony in Andromeda, called Civilization Ankara. According to reports at the time, was very exciting because this civilization is now part of our gene, because there was a great mix of the two races during the following centuries. What is the difference between a humanoid and a human? None. Earth humans are equal to any other humanoid race. You are not natives of this planet, were brought here, are also like any other humanoid. The differences are sometimes under physical adaptations to other environments. You by convention, call the earthlings of human and the alien humanoid. Are all level 0 humans sexually compatible and able to produce offspring? Yes, they're compatible, but there are anatomical differences that might limit the possibilities of generating offspring of very different physical sizes. Some chemical differences in cellular metabolism could also contribute to non-fertilization between breeds of very extreme environments. But among humanoids, everything can be achieved with techniques, because the systems are originally compatible. Where and who were the first two human colonies to first meet in our universe? You said there is a universal library with the records of everything, and surely the first meeting of humans from different planets is a history-making moment. According to records, the first colony to meet there on the edge of an extinct galaxy that was absorbed by another supergalaxy that you call Esmalin 1, this 14 billion Earth years ago. Two planets with close orbits in the same solar system were the first fraternity of races in the universe. The race result has passed into the fourth dimension for more than 12 billion years. They certainly are the grandparents of the blue beings we know. The Milky Way galaxy has no councils or security of its own. I mean, how messed up is this place? All galaxies have their galactic communities that are developing and multiplying in accordance with the development of intelligent life on their planets. There are other galaxies too old and too young, depends on the degree of development of the colonies planted on the planets with environmental conditions favorable to life. That's right, seeded. Because believe it or not, intelligent life does not start spontaneously, it is sown. The first colonies of intelligent beings were planted in our universe of the third dimension by level 10 creatures from a parallel universe. But since, this is another matter. Why don't the Andromedans those people that are in various councils, on our behalf BTW, never mention anything about our galaxy having groups of people that are from the Milky Way, that is the Milky Way Council? You're wrong, there are more than 200 communities in your galaxy, all are interconnected with the Community Galactica which we belong. Imagine your current computer network, it is transparent to you if your server is in your country or anywhere else, you are simply plugged in. Our two galaxies are virtually germinated, we all share the same cluster. The distance does not matter when it is no longer a comba, does matter which civilizations that planted the seeds in this quadrant of your galaxy. What is the original name for the Milky Way galaxy? Way before we ever got here, some advanced people discovered our galaxy and gave it a label on their star maps. What was it? Your galaxy is only called the Milky Way by you, the planet Earth. No other planet, or community, of your galaxy called it that way. We all are part of a large cluster of galaxies that receives only coordinates of relative positions on our star maps. Do not get names. Only the civilized planets have names that are translated from the original name given by locals. All members of the galactic communities interconnected. They use the same database Stella, therefore whenever any update is made all receive the news in real time. Like the Earthlings, each society puts names to the constellations, nebulae, galaxies and planets according to their culture, but it is local nomenclature. It would be a Tower of Babel, as you say, if each star map had local names in each language or dialect exists throughout this universe. I hope I do not take longer for the next meeting. Video 78, Answers of an Alien from Andromeda. A Video 78, May 21, 2012. To dispel doubts that are generating a lot of demand to CB, this information complements our last meeting. The overpopulation of the planet Earth was caused by an error in the administration of your elites. There was no intelligence or consensus when, during the industrial era, they required consumers to obtain economic volume. Today, with automation and mass production of goods, large underserved populations that have multiplied out of control are not consumer of goods, only consume resources and generate pollution and destruction of nature. Your elites relied on disasters natural to reduce the surplus population, but the Community Galactica had delayed the schedule interfering, to reduce effects, especially in the last year. The elites really believe that they will be saving the planet with these measures to reduce two-thirds of the population. There are better solutions to this dilemma, but depends on the input of the planet in the new frequency, and the recognition of the race of Earthlings by the community. The technological solutions would be free energy, balanced exploitation of renewable resources of the planet, climate control to optimize production, decontamination of the environment, recovery of the fauna and flora. With these steps, the planet could maintain the current population and everyone could have the opportunity to develop within their limitations or capacity. The depopulation of the planet would be in charge of natural selection of reincarnation, where each would be transferred to its rightful place in the scale of development of humanoid societies available to welcome new members. This would be feasible and smooth the way to solve the problem of your current overcrowding. See, the planet has not passed to the new frequency range, so it is not yet possible direct intervention. Your elites know this and will take advantage of that space of time to execute their own plans for depopulation, eliminating the ethnic groups they consider it a hindrance to their agenda prepared for the new age. The wars and local conflicts will be started at any time, just in areas overpopulated by people considered by them as non-viable to the new context. The region in question today concentrates almost 50% of the population of the planet. The one that provides Pleiadians can take the initiative of the Community Galactica is to prevent the use of atomic weapons, but this will not prevent the action of conventional weapons, chemical and biological agents that could easily tear up these populations. Understand, this is a local problem of a colonial society. We cannot interfere until you are stabilized by itself as a viable race. We can only hope for you and help indirectly, as we can. Your entire social history is recorded in historical databases of Community Galactica. Probes have engraved your fighting between nations from thy prehistory. In your last world war, Pleiadians probes flew close to your aircraft to film the mass exterminations. When you have used atomic weapons against populations first, Arcturians and Pleiadians filed suit for a limited intervention to your atomic firepower, and received the release of Galactic Community for nearly 10 years ago. After the end of this year, with upgrade of the planet, we can have carte blanche to act with the remaining societies. The destabilization of the planet caused by natural effects of the sun and heavenly bodies is already happening since a few years ago, but now will expand globally. The Arcturians, with the help of several other breeds, are ending the expansion of safe places to protect populations atm remnants of the great climatic changes that may follow. We do not have access to all scripts and possibilities that are being studied by the Community Galactica for your planet, but we trust they always act in the most correct possible. With respect to the first encounters and interventions, we believe it does not will be so difficult by the population. When you're drowning, you hold the first thing that is floating around to try to breathe. Only after this you will notice where you grabbed it, and thank whatever it is. because he extended his hand to you on time. Many of us are fully prepared to perish in this type of mission, but will all make sense in another incarnation, and this cause is always worth the sacrifice for a new colony budding in our universe. We will be part of the history of this new colony, with great pride. Doubts about the Nibiru system, let's review. The system came in the southern quadrant, passing through the position that would have been the Earth's axis. When it was diverted by Krulians, was taken to the vicinity of the Oort cloud and was waiting to be released again. Your governments followed it with the radio telescopes in Antarctica and were caught by surprise. You on Earth are still thinking about the speed of light, rockets, propulsion. We talked about instantaneous transfer from one quadrant of the universe to the other, not as you know the time on the distance and speed. If so, our ship would not reach Andromeda in a few minutes so far, only time to authorize the portal. What you still do not understand is that it does not need to physically travel to the location at a great speed, it is simply transferred there, through the portals opened by the ships that heard it. He has been released, but the timing is another. He will reach the correct relative position in its orbit of approximately 3,600 years during the next corrections. He was purposely removed from the scene after a long deliberation of Community Galactica, so cannot cause a mass extinction on the planet precisely in this important passage of age. Enoch, Nemesis, or any other name you want to give the new planet Pleiadians, rather this is changing the climate of planets in your solar system, but it is up to the system to adjust to his presence. It is not a dwarf star, is only a planet, which could be announced as a wandering planet by your scientists when they deem most appropriate. Have we mentioned it, as you guys think that Enoch could get here? Traveling through space? Of course not. I believe that reiterating this information, I am reducing the many questions sent by many of you. Until our next meeting. Be with peace. __ Friends of YouTube, our channel and truth, warning about video 78. Authorities YouTube decided that our 78 video had to be rejected without any further explanation or argument. The video does not mention names or point people. The video does not use logos or trademarks of any kind. The video does not use material subject to copyright. The video expresses information about current events in accordance with the opinion of our contact, pure and simple. We do not understand this kind of censorship accusatory with no basis. One can only imagine that the video bothered for exposing information consistent with the full reality of the facts. Whoever wants to download the video, contact us through our channel and our moderators. Many thanks to all who are supporting us in this endeavor for the truth. Stay tuned, because it seems that freedom is being taken from us in many ways, and this is one. Cheers to all. Captain Bill, May 21, 2012. Video 79, Answers of an Alien from Andromeda. A Video 79, May 30, 2012. Mythi, friend Kradic 100 put this video available May 26, asking for answers. Can you tell us what is this huge body that appears near the sun? Friends, you are observing a rare moment, the great planet named by you as Enoch being directed to the abeam of the sun to charge its special atmospheric shielding. It's an encapsulated planet. Its atmosphere can store enough energy for many years of operation, as a huge capacitor. Enoch need not to be near any sun to survive, can survive in open space due to stored energy. Its orbit will be set at lower impact angle, after adjustment of the system as a whole during passage through the galactic hemisphere later this year. Currently he can be anywhere in the solar system, where it can cause the least imbalance. We do not know the plan of his position, because Pleiadians magnetically maneuvering it as they wish, and calculate. They have accurate control of its magnetosphere, and it avoids much less influence on the orbits of the planets with orbits predefined. Its outer atmospheric layer acts as a force field, can be activated to absorb light, turning it into a silhouette, a dark sphere, almost undetectable. Your governments have many pictures of him, just will not divulge to the ordinary citizen until find it convenient. Vluxnap 598612.png Vluxnap 598611.png Vluxnap 598610.png Mithy, how many of the world's population could fit in Queensland, Australia, each living on a 1 acre square plot? All. Why do you talk about overpopulation? You see, I never said how many humans the planet would behave.